a pizza, it's time to eat.
Welcome to episode one, Charred, a New Haven pizza show. I'm Kevin Begley from Star 99.9. And a self-declared pizza fan, pizza lover, amateur pizza chef. And next to me is Frank. I'll let you introduce yourself.
Frank Zapsky. I call myself the Pizza Gavone from New Haven Pizza School. Thank you for coming on this show with us, and we're going to have a good time.
Yeah, so we should give a little backstory a little bit. We've been promoting this a lot on Facebook and kind of teasing it a little bit on social. But yeah, let's give a little backstory about who we are, if people are listening or watching who have no idea who these two people are sitting in this booth.
Absolutely. So I started making pizza when I was 12 years old at my church carnival. I actually started making pizza frite, which is fried dough. Me and a couple of buddies of mine, in the morning we came in, there was this little Italian lady, off the boat Italian. She talked like a dis. Everything had an A on the end of it.
Nice.
And she showed us how to make the dough, how to make the sauce. We actually grated our own cheese. And then at the end of the day or at night, we went in and we cut the dough, and then we started making pizza frite.
Yeah.
Or fried dough. From there, I spent actually about 10 years on Worcester Street. So for those that don't know, Worcester Street is like Arthur Avenue in Connecticut. It's in New Haven, and it's a real famous street. Sally's, Pepe's, Trace Galini, Libby's, kind of all the really good places in New Haven. But my girlfriend, now wife, we had standing reservations at Sally's for 10 years.
It's pretty sweet.
So people used to hate us when we used to go just walk in and we had our pies ready. But we had a kind of a connection when the Consiglios ran it. So it was kind of really cool. Fast forward 2012, I started this mobile pizza business called Fired Up Pizza Truck. And I did that for 3 or 4 years. Quick story was it was really successful. We had a lot of business. But I also had two other businesses at the same time. I had an IT business and a cabling infrastructure business.
Very busy back then.
Yeah. There's no moss that grows under my feet. I'm not lazy, that's for sure.
Right.
So my wife comes up to me one day and says, Frank, one of two things has to happen. Either one of the businesses go, or two, I go. So she was half joking, but I know her well enough to know that you know, there was some seriousness to it. So at the end of, I think, 15 or 16, I stopped doing the pizza business because I figured out it was cheaper to keep her.
Very nice.
2021, I'm almost done. I started a Facebook group called All About New Haven Style of Beats. Zero members. We have over 18,000. Yeah. All we do is talk about New Haven Style Pizza.
It's crazy what that's grown into. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
When I started it, honestly, truth to God, I thought it was going to be 300, 400, 500 people maybe.
Yeah.
But it's blown up. And we have people really now from all over the world.
Yeah, it's huge.
You know, a lot of people in Connecticut and New England, but there's people from all over the world. About a month later, a month after that, I started the Pizza Gavones, which is the brand that I do my pizza reviews with. Haven't done a lot lately just because I've been so busy with the school. A year and a half ago, I took three things I love to do. I love to talk. I love to teach. And I love New Haven style pizza.
There you go.
And I proverbially put them in the mixing bowl, and I started New Haven Pizza School. It's been crazy. It's been a crazy ride. I do brick and mortar classes. I do a lot of team building. Couple things that I'm super, super proud of is that I've gotten mentioned in New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and most currently Washington Post.
Nice.
And the pinnacle of kind of where I have gone is that there's a Super Bowl of pizza, which is in Las Vegas, and it's called Pizza Expo. And so I'm actually doing the first New Haven-style pizza demo ever. Yep.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's amazing. On the floor. So
that's great.
I can continue to talk, but I'm going to let Kevin go.
Yeah, so a little bit about myself. I'm a radio guy. I started in radio in 2005. I grew up about 30 minutes south of Boston, and I got here in Connecticut in 2012 doing afternoons on Star 89.9. And I love pizza. I've always loved pizza, but I grew up near Boston, so we don't have the New Haven style.
You got to be a Portnoy fan.
I grew up loving Barstool Sports when I was in high school, college, the whole deal. Yeah. Now this pizza review. issues. But anyway, the pizza's not as good up there. And little did I know, my college roommate grew up in Milford. So I used to come here and visit, and we would go to New Haven, and I'd be like, what is this pizza?
Yeah.
I've been deprived of this living up in up near Boston. So I've always loved New Haven-style pizza since then. And then when I moved here, obviously, to do radio, I was like, wait, Milford, because that's where the studios are, is 10 minutes from New Haven? Now I can have this pizza all the time? So I was really excited to be near here. And then, let's see, it was probably 2 years ago, 3 years ago, my wife Shannon, for Father's Day, got me one of those Uni pizza ovens.
Yep.
And I had always just been a fan of pizza, eating pizza. But now I was like, now I'm going to start to try to make it. But I didn't know the first thing about making pizza. So she also got me one of Frank's classes as a gift, where Frank came to our house for like 3 hours. That was the first time we ever met.
Yeah, first time.
It was awesome. So we did this home class where we used our oven. We used the Uni outside. Frank went through his whole deal. It was great. And I fell in love with actually making the New Haven style pizza. And then from there, you and I became friends.
Yeah.
And then we created the Connecticut Pizza and Brew Fest that we did last summer.
100%. Yeah, I mean, it was amazing. We had like the worst weather day possibly in Connecticut. There was tornado warnings or craziness.
Yeah, leading up to it.
And I'll never forget, I looked out because I was in the room that we did the panels on, which I'll get to in a little bit. But there was a line of people literally from the opening door down the street. And I'm like, holy cow, what did we do?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it was just crazy. And it was pouring rain most of the day. And we had, I think, 3,000 to 5,000 people come out on a crappy day.
Yeah. It was an unbelievable thing that we put together with Connoisseur Media, who owns the radio stations and part of this podcast. And we did that fest. We didn't know what to expect. And then it became this shout out, by the way, I'm wearing the shirt. It was so great. We're going to do it again this year. We're just ironing out the details. So that'll get announced sometime soon. And yeah, we did those panels, that epic panel with all the New Haven guys who were on the panel. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, to see these guys... we had representation from Sally's, Pepe's, Ernie's, Doug from Next Door. Who else do we have? Crazy Lou Abate from Abate Pizza. Yeah. But to see all those guys, and the cool part about this is, and I never knew this, is that they've never been in, most of them never met each other.
Right.
So they were in the same room, and it really was cool. And we're definitely going to do that again this year. Hopefully we're going to add some more people.
Yeah.
And we're going to do maybe like a gelato panel, but obviously the main push for our Pizza Fest was to celebrate pizza in Connecticut.
Right. So that was the big thing with that. And, you know, it had never really been done. There had been some smaller Pizza Fests in New Haven and Connecticut or, you know, different pizza events, but not on that scale. So it was cool that we were able to pull that off. So, yeah, we're going to do it again. But what came out of the post meetings of that was this podcast idea. And Frank and I have been talking on the side a little bit, like, hey, we should do some sort of YouTube series or a podcast. And then after the Pizza Fest, we were like, well, now this makes the most sense. Like, this is when we should start it. And that's when the planning started for this.
Yeah, I mean, I remember like it was yesterday because we were all sitting around. We were actually down at Nautilus in Milford. They have fantastic pizza. But we went there, and Kevin, you mentioned to me, and we were kind of sitting at opposite ends of the table, and then Kristen, who's the general manager, overheard it, and she's like, yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
And it kind of just spurred on from there. But what I want to tell people also is that we had a lot more planned for the Pizza Fest that day, but because it rained, we had to take, like, we were going to do things outside. If you've ever been to the amphitheater, you know that it's kind of under like a dome or a teepee shape kind of thing. And we had other stuff planned outside of that, which was unfortunate that we had to cancel because of the rain.
Yeah, games and dough tossing.
Yeah, axe throwing and all kinds of other things. And, you know, we just unfortunately had to not do them because of rain. But I'm telling people that because in 24, I've already talked to God, and he said no rain on 24. You know, it's going to be bigger, better, stronger, faster.
Nice. Yeah, I'm excited about it to do that again.
Yeah.
So the podcast idea came about, and then we started planning it, and now we're starting to pull it off. So let's talk a little bit about the New Haven style pizza, because I think people who don't know, you know, the name is obviously Charred and New Haven Pizza Show.
Right.
So that's, you know, with the podcast, and we were trying to come up with a name. There was emails and
we went back and forth.
So many different brainstorms and meetings about what are we going to call this thing. And then ultimately we set it on Charred. So talk a little bit about Char in the New Haven style pizza.
Yeah, so Char is one of those things that if you didn't grow up with, you think it's burnt. And so I often laugh about people that say, it's burnt. It's not charred. It's burnt. And it's like, no, it's not burnt. And the thing that makes me even laugh more is that one of the most popular foods in the country is barbecue.
Yeah, true.
So really good barbecue is burnt. It's charred. And why people, you know, say it's burnt, I don't really know. But what I want to show you guys, so this is the bottom of a pizza that I made this morning. These are the leoparding spots. But this here, actually probably better off here, can show you here. This is the char.
On the edges there, right?
Yeah. So the char technically is the burnt crust on the edge. And then these black spots are called leopard spots. So leoparding's on the top and the bottom, and you can see here, that's leoparding on the bottom. And we got char on the top.
When someone says, like, well, what makes it New Haven style? If they're not familiar, that's sort of where you start, right?
Yeah, signature thing for New Haven style is the char, the burnt. It's part of the taste.
Yeah, it's like the crackery crust.
Yeah. And, you know, me growing up in Connecticut, that's what I was used to. That's what I had, you know, pretty much from the time I could walk, was pizza that was charred. Another thing is we call it Abizza, APIZZA, kind of the old timers. So that's a whole nother thing, but we'll get into it in another episode.
When people come here and they say a pizza.
Yeah, a pizza. A pizza makes me laugh. But this is kind of, you know, this is basically is a New Haven style pizza, traditional. You know, it doesn't have a lot of flop. It's obviously being held up with my two fingers. But generally speaking, it's a thin crust. It's made with bread flour. Most of the time, Italian tomatoes, either milled or out of a can, fresh Pecorino Romano, and, you know, whole milk, low moisture mozzarella. And we don't put on stacks and stacks of mozzarella like the Greeks do. We'll talk about the Greeks later. I love the Greeks, but they put on too much cheese. And then this whole, you know, what I call this here is like a caramelization of the mozzarella. So a New York pie is very white.
Yeah.
The mozzarella is very white, and the round the crust or the rim or the cornicione, which I can never pronounce that word, coming from West Haven, it's very bland. This here is dark char on the edges. So that's kind of how I would describe New Haven pizza.
Yeah. And then the other thing that I love is the size. So what size are these? It's not really a small or medium.
So I call these schmediums.
It's my favorite word.
So they're somewhere in between a small and a medium. And probably a lot of people who have seen these pizzas that we've shown here, they're egg shape, oval shape. They're not traditionally round. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't get a round pizza in New Haven, because you certainly can, or I should say New Haven style. But traditional is egg shape, oval shape, football shape.
Right. That's another sort of signature of the New Haven style, that it's that kind of oblong, different shape. And then the cut, right?
Yeah.
So it shouldn't be cut like triangles. It shouldn't be cut symmetrically.
It's called the New Haven cut. And I'll show
you. Have a pizza cutter? Yeah.
I have a pizza cutter.
Let's cut one up.
So I'm going to cut this dog up. And the only thing that's symmetrical really is the initial cut. I'm going to just move a couple things out of the way here.
Yeah.
So the New Haven style cut, basically you take the edge of the pizza cutter and you pierce the crust. And I'm going to start actually from the back and go forward. Actually, I'll go forward back. So it's here and then it's across.
Nice.
So now we've separated the pizza.
Yep.
This is what drives people crazy, and especially people that are not from around this area or Connecticut, is we call this the New Haven cut, and I'm going to explain to what it is. It's just a random cut around the edge of the pizza like this.
That sound of the cracker.
Oh, yeah, man. That's nice right
that
there.
That should be like when we make an intro for this show. It should have that crunch.
So we go around. We cut this dog up.
Yep. If you're watching on YouTube or social, you can see this right now.
Yeah. And so the thought process, just so people know, is that like this here is a random bigger slice, and this is a smaller slice. So this is a slice for someone who's on Weight Watchers, and this is a slice for what we call a gavone, which is someone who eats a lot. Now, there's a lot of different definitions of gavone. Some aren't good, but gavone in this particular case is going to be someone who eats a lot of pizza. So Weight Watchers and gavone slice.
My favorite is the long ones, like the rectangle.
Like something like this.
Yeah, exactly. Like if I'm going to the New Haven style place, like that's what I want.
Like this.
Yeah, love that. Even the ones like this.
No flop.
Yep, where this one's a little like, it's like rectangle almost.
Absolutely.
I love it. So you made these yourself. these pizzas. But let's talk a little bit about the places in New Haven, the big three. I mean, there's a we know there's a ton of places in the New Haven general area that are fantastic.
Yep.
But there's the big three that everyone talks about.
Yeah, so the big three everyone talks about, Sally's, Pepe's, Modern. They've been around for some of them over 100 years or about 100 years. And they're iconic. They're classic. At any point, you can get a pizza that's probably one of the best pizzas in the world.
Well, if you want to wait, right? There's always a wait at these places.
Yeah, and so that's kind of another thing which we'll get into is I kind of, you know, I love Sally's, Pepe's, and Modern, but I try to focus personally on the hidden gems.
Yeah.
But yeah, so if you want to wait in line at any particular time, you're going to get a fantastic pizza, but there's also the hidden gems, which we'll talk about some other time.
What is the trick, by the way? So if you want, there's always a line outside these places. Is there a certain day or a time, like a Tuesday at 11, or is it it's just busy all the time?
So that's a good question. And I probably go to Sally's, Pepe's, and Modern half dozen times a year with my family. And the general rule of thumb is before 4.
Ah, okay.
Before 4, generally speaking, no lines. And I'm not talking about weekends. Weekends are a whole different
ballgame. Yeah, the weekends seem like you're on your own.
You know,
now, do you usually call ahead, or can you just show up and wait in line?
No, they don't take
call ahead orders.
You can call ahead and pick up.
Okay.
But you can't call ahead and eat.
And reserve, right.
Yeah, and even some places are really strict where they won't seat you until your whole party's there.
Right, like a lot of restaurants, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're traveling to New Haven and you want to try one of these places, just be prepared to either wait in line or get the takeout or something like that.
Yeah, and the thing that you have to know about waiting in line is that it's also part of the culture. Like, you meet people from all over the world in line.
Right.
And then you get, you know, the people who have no patience, the Karens or whatever you want to call them, and they just kind of make a scene. But they don't get what we know.
Yeah.
You know, you when they open the door in any of those places and you smell that coal fire or the wood fire coming out, it's just freaking amazing.
And I guess this sort of goes into what makes New Haven pizza so popular. It feels like it's kind of skyrocketed in the past couple of years.
Yeah.
Maybe the advent of the internet with videos, social, the one bite stuff, you know, your reviews, that type of thing. But it seems like the word has got out more than ever now. So what makes it so popular?
I mean, I think what makes it so popular is that it's really freaking good. Like, it tastes amazing. And a lot of people that are not from around here, and here meaning Connecticut, you know, they're used to Papa John's, Domino's. And obviously New York has its population of incredible pizzas. New Jersey, like I learned a couple months ago, and I never knew this, but New Jersey has there's a part Trenton, New Jersey.
Yeah.
But there's Trenton tomato pies, which are very similar to this.
Oh, okay.
And I'm trying to do some research to find out, you know, the immigrants that came over, because the Italian immigrants were the ones that started this whole thing.
Right.
But that's kind of what really makes it amazing. It's just this incredible taste.
Yeah, because most people around the country are used to your neighborhood pizza place.
Right.
So kind of like a football style doughy, you know, pizza, which is fine. It's good. That's sort of what I grew up with outside of Boston.
Yeah.
But then, you know, once you have this New Haven style, you're right. It's not for everybody. I know some people who don't like it because they have the char, the burn, they call it, or it's too crackery. They like the soft crust, whatever it might be. But yeah, I think the majority of people, once they have the New Haven style, it changes their life if they haven't had it.
Yeah. And, you know, Pepe's was kind of the first real New Haven expansion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they started in Connecticut and they started with a bunch of other expanded places in Connecticut. But now they're, I think they go from Boston to Florida.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure they have 12 to 14 locations. So that in and of itself has kind of opened people's eyes to kind of what we have.
Yeah.
And obviously Sally's is doing the same thing. I actually trained a guy that opened up a place in Maine called Fire and Ice, and he's killing it in Maine. Like, literally sells out every day, a couple hundred pizzas. So it's a lot of things. You know, you love him or you hate him, but Dave Portnoy absolutely has put this place on the map.
Yeah, I mean, those reviews, those scores, it really has, and the reach that he has on YouTube and social, and I mean, definitely,
You can't deny it. you know, my pizza school, I get people now from all over the country. There's a guy in New Haven, Colin Kaplan, does Taste of New Haven pizza tours.
Yeah, yeah.
He wrote a book about New Haven pizza. So it's just kind of, it's snowballing.
And that reminds me, we should shout out where we are, next door.
Next door, baby, 175 Humphrey Street.
This is where you do your classes, right?
Yeah, it's where I do my classes. And the cool part about this place, and a lot of people don't know this, and this is going to be more for people that are in Connecticut, but Doug Coffin, who owns Next Door, he started Big Green Truck. And everyone's either heard of Big Green Truck or had it a bunch of times. And a lot of people don't realize that if you don't want to wait to go to someone's party to get Big Green Truck pizza, you can come down to Next Door and get pizza here. It's the same pizza that you get on the truck.
Nice. And we're going to talk to him in episode two.
Yes.
Which is going to come out in a little bit. Yeah. And, you know, that goes into sort of what people can expect from this podcast. So, you know, we went back and forth about so many different ideas, and it will evolve over time.
Yes.
You know, the things will change. We'll come up with different episode ideas. But really, it's a show about pizza, New Haven pizza, and different topics and debates and things about pizza. It's going to be every other week we're going to post them.
Yeah, we want to get people involved. You know, one of the ideas that we've tossed around is having like a call-in, whether it's call-in on a phone or Zoom call-in or something. So we want people's opinions, good, bad, better, best. You know, we want to know from people what they want to hear us talk about.
Yeah.
Like, for example, I'm going to show you guys. This is a gentleman, Brian, who does watercolors for New Haven-style pizza places. And I think he does a bunch of pizza places. But this is his artwork, and his artwork is amazing. Hmm. So we're going to have him on the show.
Nice.
Talk to him about that.
Wow, that is really nice.
I've got a guy that I met. He's one of the only two guys that are left that do neon sign repairs.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah. You know, we're going to have stuff like that.
Yeah, so like pizza adjacent. It could be, you know, we're going to do regular episodes where we do topics and debates and call-ins and things like that, or things that we see come up in the All About New Haven Pizza Facebook group. And then we're also going to have the episodes with guests.
Yeah,
it's going to be great.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a blank slate.
Yeah.
You know, we have a vision, we have something that we want to do, but we want your feedback and tell us kind of what you want from us.
Yeah.
Because we can probably do it.
And you can find us everywhere. We created socials. We have a YouTube channel, Facebook, Instagram, X, TikTok. It's all Charred New Haven, all one word. So you can send us DMs, you can leave comments, whatever you want us to talk about on the show. If you have different ideas, maybe guest ideas too.
100%.
Pizza places we should try, you know, whatever you want, we'll talk about it on this show.
Yeah, because we're going to try to do some pizza reviews too. So we're going to be at a pizzeria. We're going to do a little review. We're going to talk to the owner. For those that know me or been following me with my Pizza Gavone pizza place personality, we're going to try to incorporate that a little bit.
Yeah.
Might even have an episode or two on how to make a pizza.
Yeah.
So we're going to try to do it all. And again, it's all New Haven style pizza. We are going to include, you know, maybe a couple Greek pizzas, because I know that in parts of the state, Greek is popular.
Yeah.
And then the bar style pizza, you know, Colony pizza.
There's a lot.
Rico, I think, is a new one out there, which is a whole nother conversation, but that kind of stuff.
There's a lot of bar style pizza up in Massachusetts,
where
I grew up. So yeah, I love that style. I just like that my whole career of radio has led to me finding a way to get free pizza. and talk about it on a show. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is going to be really fun. I'm really excited about this. You know, we talked about the Pizza Fest we're going to do again this year, so I'm sure we'll do some sort of podcast show live situation there with the panels. So yeah, we're just going to see where it goes and grow this thing. And I know everyone watching or listening loves New Haven pizza if you're watching this. So find us on everywhere. And that's episode one. Hope you enjoyed. We'll talk to you the next time, where we're going to have Doug from Big Green Truck on episode two.
Doug from Big Green Truck, man. He's all slicked up. I just saw him.
And remember, it's not burnt.
It's charred, baby.